here's what's happening if you're saved. And I've recorded a couple videos, but I don't want to upload them on my phone because it uses data. I'm going to wait till I get to the house. But I can do the Spreaker really fast. Audio is easier. It loads faster. But anyway, here's what God is revealing to me. You know it deep down if you're saved, but you didn't really, nobody's ever verbalized it. So you're born into a death cult. People love the darkness. They love the death. The flesh loves the dark, loves the evil, loves the bad stuff. The stuff that's not healthy is the flesh loves stuff that's not healthy. The drinking, the smoking, the running the streets, running around, cheating, lying, all that stuff. That's the flesh mind. And the flesh mind thinks it's normal to love death, because those things are not beneficial. They're bad for you. The word liver goes back to live. The word pancreas goes back to pancreas. Your liver and your pancreas are pretty much eternal. I mean, they regenerate. You can cut part of them out and they'll grow back. And so your liver means live. Your pancreas is pancreas. Bread, create us. Pancreas. Create. Creation. Crayon. To create something. Bread is pan, P-A-N, the bread of life. So the liver, so what are they doing? What is the system doing? The system's attacking your body ship. Not only your body ship, but your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, everything about you, your finances, everything. The system's attacking you. And because you're born in a system of death, born in time, time is befallen. You were born into a befallen system. To move away from death to life is a process. Because you, when you really wake up to what's really going on, the sugar is destroying your liver. The sugar is destroying your pancreas. The sugar is giving you gout, neuropathy, diabetes, heart disease, hardening of the arteries. The sugar is your poison. Not only is sugar your poison, but the smoking and the drinking and lying, and it's a poison. The sugar is a poison to your body, to your organs. God put your organs in a place. They're actually trying to change organs. They're trying to remove organs and add organs. What's wrong with these people? These people are sick. What's wrong with them? And the doctors are going to lie to you. Why are the doctors lying to you? Because they love death. They want you to be dead or dying. They want you to be in a slow death so they can make money. When you start to study medical stuff and you start to wake up to what's really going on, you'll realize you've been in a, not only is the media your enemy, not only is the news your enemy, not only is time your enemy, time is befallen. Why do you want to be a time traveler? You don't. You want to escape time. Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. What does that mean? If you look it up in the Greek, it means timeless, outside of time. And if you're a born-again saint, you're outside of time because you're seated in heavenlies in Christ Jesus. You're outside of time. So what is time? Every day's the same. You're stuck in time in your physical body, but outside your physical, you're outside of time. And so if you have the Holy Spirit, you're outside of time already. You're just walking it out down here in a repeat. Every day's the same. Every moment is the same. And actually, if you get a hold of this as a born-again, elect saint, born again by faith alone in the finished work of Jesus, in time, he split space-time, came down here, went to the cross. Even though the work was finished before the foundation world, it is finished. He went to the cross 2,000 years ago because it was already proclaimed the Lamb slain before the foundation world. That means he came down in this book. If you read the Bible and you read a book about men of old, they were in a 3D book. You're in a 3D book. And so book will reveal the truth. But the book, the word of God can give you some life. But everybody around you who's lost is loves death. And a lot of saved people love death. What is my point? My point is, here's what's happening. God is moving you from love and death to love and life. And to every function in your body, every thought that you have, every action, to move towards light. If you love death, there's something in your mind that's not right. My mind, your mind, anybody's mind, we all have loved death without even knowing it because we thought it was normal because you're born in a system that's totally dead. It's totally dead. The machine is a womb. It's a dead, dark womb. Why does your body go back to the grave when your spirit goes up, your body goes 6 foot under because it's dead? What is energizing the flesh? The spirit of the man is what sustains the man, really. In Proverbs, there's a verse, I'm going to have to look it up later, but in Proverbs, there's a verse about what is really your motivation or your energy or your power or your, what is really going on? Your inner man gives you life. You can walk around as a living soul, but be dead. You know, they talk about zombies in the movies. There's zombies around you all the time. There's NPCs, there's zombies, they're all around you. They love their marijuana, they love their drinking, they love their sugar, they love it all. We've all loved it. We've all loved death at one point. And even in church, they'll have this big hoodoo every whatever. And all the women will make all these cakes. They love death. I'm sorry, sugar is your enemy. Sugar is a poison. Sugar is worse addiction than cocaine. Or heroin. Sugar is your worst enemy. And they know that. And you might say, well, how do you know? Because sugar cane. Where does sugar come from? Cane. Sugar cane. Cain killed Abel. God is telling you in his word. The word of God is multidimensional. There's multi-levels to God's word because it's a multi-level story. His story. It's encoded in the words. That's why a liver is live. If they cut a piece of your liver off, it'll grow back. It means to live. So how do you cleanse your liver? Cut back sugar under 25 milligrams a day. If you want to, your brain needs 25 milligrams, but the ketones will, your body will make sugar for your brain. But my point is, they've lied to you. Well, I can't cut back sugar. Yeah, you can. If you eat a tomato and you eat an apple, you get enough sugar. You're going to get enough sugar. But you don't want to... And somebody said, well, the secret is to balance. Yeah, there's a balance. But if you eat too much sugar, you're killing your liver. Now, you can cleanse your liver with the fasting. You got to let your body rest. Just like the earth was rest. God rested on the seventh day. You got to let your body rest. When you go to sleep, what is happening? You're fasting. You're actually doing a water fast and a food fast for 8 hours. So if you switch that over to 14 hours, what do you think is going to happen? Instead of an 8-hour fast when you sleep and you move to a 14-hour fast, what do you think is really going to happen, really? If it's healthy to get 8 hours sleep and go through an 8-hour fast and you break the fast, what happens when you do a 14-hour fast? I'll tell you what's going to happen. Your pain's going to go away. If you got gout, it's going away. If you got neuropathy, it's going away. If you got hardened artery, it's going away. If you got stress, it's going away. if you got addiction, it's easy to break. When you do a fast, you're actually telling, think about this for a second. If somebody has an addiction, just do a 14-hour fast with food. If you want to do an 18-hour, that's fine too. And you might say, well, how can that cure addiction? Because no matter what other addiction, it doesn't compare to being hungry. If you're hungry, you want to find some food. But when you cut back sugar and you do a 14-hour fast, you'll find out after about 3 days you're not hungry anymore. You can go 24 hours and maybe 48. I haven't done the 48 fast, but you can go 24 hours and not be hungry. The reason I eat now is just for the nutrients. Sugar cane. Cain killed Abel. Sugar is your enemy. Sugar is your enemy. I don't care who it is. If you get your hip, if you get your liver back to normal, you're gonna live. If you don't get your liver right, if you keep poisoning your liver, you're gonna die. I've been studying this medical stuff now for 9 months, and I look for the common denominator. And I actually did the experiments. And I actually did an experiment 2 days ago. I ate a cinnamon roll just to see how I'd feel. And sure enough, I could feel it. I felt weak. At first, you know, you have that little strong, that little punch of energy. But then you feel weak. So I went straight to fasting, water. I got some food that I eat that sesame seed oil will regulate your sugar levels. And some other stuff. I've got a list of food. If anybody's interested, I got a list of stuff that you need that's good for you. If you want to get rid, drop your sugar, regulate your sugar. See, it's a problem. If you drop your sugar too much, too fast, it could be a problem. But there's some food out there that will regulate your metabolism. Your insulin resistance stuff. I'm not a doctor, but I've studied it and I know the basic. I got it in my mind. I might not have the terminology, but I got it in my mind what needs to happen. And so what needs to happen is you need to regulate that up and down sine wave. You need to control it from going way up and way down. You need to regulate it. You need a normal sine wave. That's why when you get, if somebody has acid reflux, all you have to do is go get some peanuts and eat those and it'll go away, or some peanut butter, and don't eat after 8 or after 6 or whatever. Your acid reflux will go away. Don't eat at 11 o'clock and go to bed. You're going to have acid reflux. I mean, that's just common sense. Now, I mean, it wasn't to me before, but now it is. The sine wave is got to be regulated. If it goes to the extreme, and if let's say you do mess up, you might have to go to the doctor. The doctor is actually like the priest class. Look, all your antibiotics have the word sin. Neomycin, polysporin or something, S-I-N is in that. It's encoded. What are you doing? You're reversing the sine wave. The doctor's reversing the sine wave. When you go into the doctor and you say, and they put a piece of wood on your tongue, what do you think the wood represents? It represents the cross. What do you think the represents? You're regulating the sine wave. And then they put some pressure points on your hand. What do you think that represents? Piercing. Jesus was pierced. Pierce the sine wave to the cross, the sin wave, the sine wave, the snake. Look it up. All those antibiotics in those creams you can get at CVS and all that stuff. All those things they'll have the word sin. You're reverting neomycin. Neo. The one, my sin. In other words, you're reversing sin, the sin way. Just like liver is live, pancreas is pan, create us. Bread, create us. You renew every day. You renew your mind every day. You go to sleep, you die, you renew your body every day. But if you're filling your body full of food all the time, how can you renew? If you don't believe in fasting, then you must be deluded, because fasting is all over the Bible. And fasting, if there's nothing new under the sun, and they fasted of old, then you can do a health fast, you can do a spiritual fast, or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's going to be good for you either way. I'm driving while I'm talking, so I got stuff going on around me. I'm kind of, when I'm going down the highway, it's easier to stay focused. But when you're in these little side streets, pancreas, bread, create us, neomycin. Let's see. I think I got something right here that has the words on it. Hold on a second. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Bactrosin, neomycin, polymycin with an X. Pramoxin. It's spelled with an X, but it sounds like sin. Pramoxin. Pro, mox, ox. Ox is the ox, the blood sacrifice. It's right there. So if you cut yourself, what is this thing called here? I didn't know this my whole life. I didn't believe in it until God showed me the code. This is called a triple antibiotic and pain relief. So I work with my hands. I've been doing maintenance work for 30 years. Plumbing, electrical, carpentry, whatever, you name it, I fix it. And I always get cut. The harder I found out when I cut back sugar, I don't get cut as much. Your skin, it affects your skin. There's food that you can make your skin more malleable. What's the word? I forget the word now. But there's food that you can eat that you might not get cut as easy. For real. My point is, if you do get cut, put some of this triple antibiotic on it and you got it covered. And put a Band-Aid. There's a verse in the Bible that says you got wounds, but you don't cover them. You don't cover your wounds. What happens? Everything's a fractal, right? So if you cut your finger, it affects your whole body. Have you ever noticed if you touch something that's kind of itches, like an itch to your finger, it doesn't feel good. It's like an itch or something that you would cause an itch, but you touch it, it might not cause an itch on your hand. But then you notice your ear or your eye will itch as soon as you touch it, because your whole body's connected. Everything's connected. It's a fractal holographic reality. So let's say I go over here and I touch some dust with my hand. It might not cause my fingers to itch, but when you touch the dust, all of a sudden your ear itches, or your eye itches, or your nose itches, or your neck or something will itch. And you'll say, where did that come from? Because your hand touched something that's itchy. I mean, really? For real? Try the spirit. Pay attention. See, if you're self-aware, you'll see stuff like this. You'll say, all of a sudden, why is my ear itching? Oh, I just grabbed something that was dirty, some grease or some dust. Yeah, but how did that affect my ear when I touched it with my hands? It's all connected, people. Everything's connected in Christ. In Jesus are all things. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. And if you look it up in the Greek, what does it mean? Timeless. So, If you really want to become timeless, first you got to get saved. Then you got to renew your mind. And then you got to start thinking archetypes. I forget the name of the movie, but the girl was a teleporter. And then she actually came to the point where she could actually stop time. In the very last scene, they didn't renew the series. But she could stop time. Now, how did she stop time? Well, as she was walking down this Italian thoroughfare, or whatever, wherever she was at, you could see the arches everywhere. The arches. And you could see like a courtyard, which goes back to worship, the courtyard, the worship. So what stops time? You can actually do it in your life. What stops time? Yeah, your body's in time, but you can break the time barrier with prayer and thoughts and meditation. And what stops it? Worship and the arch, the archetypes. If you understand the archetypes, you know all things. Because there's nothing past Cain and Abel. There's nothing more than Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. It's the same story repeating over and over and over and over, moment by moment by moment by moment. You're in the same story every moment of your day. But the reason you're going around the cycle is to try to, God's trying to birth that understanding in you. But you keep going around the cycle, whether it's addiction, whether it's whatever it is, and you can't break the cycle. You keep dating the same woman. Yeah, but she's different. But she acts the same, right? Yeah. You just keep dating the same woman. You keep attracting the same woman. Why? Because you haven't stepped to the new identity. You only attract from your old identity. When you renew your mind daily, you move your identity to the next level. And so that woman that you thought you loved, she goes off the scene. And there's a really, maybe there's another woman, a more spiritual woman. Then as you get your identity, if you get a woman that's going to grow with you, she stay with you. But usually they don't want to grow with you. And it's true for the women and the men. Usually the man or the woman, it just depends on who's saved. If it's a saved woman and she dates a guy and he don't want to grow, usually they grow apart. If it's a saved man, he dates a woman who doesn't want to grow, they grow apart. But if they grow together and they both grow in the inner man, they grow together. Marriage is a ministry. Marriage is a ministry. And most people turn marriage into like a warfare or ownership or insecurity thing. I could go on. I could talk about that in another video. What am I saying? I'm trying to tell you something. That once you see past time, what has been shall be, what shall be has been. And as you think, when you hear that verse, you think, well, that's a thousand years ago, or last week, or a year ago, or 10 years ago. No, it's every moment. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. It's every moment. And so, I'm doing a lock here. If you escape time and pay attention to your inner man, Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am, means he's timeless. You can become timeless in Christ. You already know what's going to happen before it happens, and you can actually pay attention to your thoughts, and before it happens, you see it. You see it before it even happens. Today, I had a good example. I was doing some carpet cleaning. And I thought, okay, somebody will need some carpet cleaning. Sure enough, 5 minutes later, can you clean this carpet? I already knew it was going to happen. the archetypes, worship outside of time, timeless. In before Abraham was, I am. Jesus said that. He is the great I am. If you're hid in Christ in God, you're outside of time, you're timeless. What has been shall be. What shall be has been. That's yesterday, that's last week, that's last year, that's 10,000, that's the minute ago, 5 seconds ago. What has been shall be. You're in the same story happening over and over. And it's trying, the purpose of it is to move you to worship, because there ain't nothing else. Except thinking, there's only a few things. You think back to the cross, you're thankful for the cross, you're in a worship service, and you occupy until He returns. That's it. Really nothing else. Do what you enjoy, whether it's carpentry work, electric work, plumbing work, nursing work, doctor work. Do what you enjoy, because that's your occupation until Jesus returns and gives us this new body that we're looking for, you know. We want the new body to line up with what we really are. We're timeless. We're eternal. We want the body to match up with our spirit. And so we've got to let go of this old mindset to move into that new mindset. And everybody around you is still stuck in time. And if you notice, they're all addicted to... I used to wonder when I was a kid, I said, why is everybody so upset about Thanksgiving and Christmas and holidays and the weekend and the Super Bowl and the basketball and the Final Four? I thought, what is up with that? Why are they... It's the same stuff every year. I couldn't figure it out. Now I know. They're stuck in time. They're stuck. They're addicted to holidays even. And holidays are just a mockery of the holy days. What are holy days? To look back to what Jesus did, setting you free. There you go. I gave you the whole picture in 27 minutes. If you can take it. If you can handle it, it's up to you.